Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Just as birds in all their variety evolved from the very first species, their nests have evolved in equal variety over millions of years. Most likely, the first nest was a natural cavity, readily available shelter from weather and predators. For modern birds, the longer a species' young remain in the nest, the more intricate its design has to be. Ducklings emerge from the egg able to move about and forage on their own. So most duck nests are a simple buffering layer of material scraped together on the ground. At the other extreme, songbird nests' construction can require over 1,000 trips carrying material that include spider silk, lichen, plant fibers and mud, as well as twigs and grasses. A lengthy nest-building process helps songbird mates build a strong pair bond, essential to raising young that hatch naked and totally dependent. As for the expression, to feather one's nest, the farther north the nest and the earlier in the season, the more insulating feathers are added. Tree swallow nests can have over 100 feathers, mostly white ones, small and downy. Birds build a nest unique to their species, so a chipping sparrow nest looks basically the same no matter where you find it. In an earlier era, when horses were the main means of transport, this common backyard bird was known as the harebird, for lining nests with long, delicately coiled horsehairs. There aren't as many horses around today, but find a small nest lined with animal hair, human included, and you've found a chipping sparrow. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.